open houses. Contrary to what most consumers and many real estate agents believe, open houses are not an effective way to sell a home. On the other hand, open houses are a very powerful way to prospect for new home buyers and home sellers. One of the reasons that open houses are not an effective way to market a home is that less than 3% of people who buy a home find a home as a result of an open house. If you think about it, it's quite logical why this would be the case. When a buyer drives by an open house and decides to go in, the only references they have are the visual effect of driving into a neighborhood and seeing the front of the home. While the neighborhood might look suitable, without the proper information, the home buyer has no real idea if that's true. Much like the home itself, the interior and the back of the home may be nothing like what the prospective home buyer is looking for. It's a crapshoot. I have heard the argument from other real estate trainers that open houses are a waste of time for real estate salespersons. Their reasoning is that it's a difficult job, if not an impossible one, to determine how many potential leads you may get from your open house. Many real estate agents have open houses that no one attends for the entire day. This obviously would be a waste of time for that specific day. I believe, on the other hand, that open houses are not a waste of time unless you don't properly promote your open house. If you're not going to promote your open house, I would agree with those other sales trainers in that it's a waste of your time. If you were going to have a party, don't expect anyone to attend if you don't invite them. The same principle applies to open houses. An open house is much like having a retail store. Anyone that you might find in a bicycle shop is probably interested in buying a bicycle. If a consumer is not interested in buying or selling real estate, they will probably spend their weekend doing something else rather than attending an open home. With this information, you might consider that anyone attending your open house is a highly viable prospective customer or client. As I mentioned previously, to have a successful open house, you must properly plan it and promote it. The first step is to select the property that you're going to have open and when. The open house may be your own listing, or with the permission of another listing agent, may be their listing. I suggest selecting and getting permission for an open house at least 1 week in advance. Many agents decide to have an open house at the last minute, place a few directional signs on neighboring corners on a Sunday afternoon, and wait for dozens of buyers to walk in the front door. This is why their open houses fail: improper planning and improper promotion. The typical day to have an open house is Sunday in the afternoon. However, Saturday afternoons work nearly as well. If you've done a great deal of promotion, you might consider both afternoons. Another overlooked time is on Friday evenings. This can have several advantages. First of all, you must be in an area that has daylight after 5 o'clock and as late as possible. A 3 to 4 hour span is the minimum time necessary for your open house. One reason Friday evenings can be a good time is that in most people's mind, it's the beginning of the weekend. Another advantage is that many people plan to go to open houses on the weekend rather than deciding last minute. Friday evening is an opportunity to meet the people that would otherwise meet at other real estate salespersons during the weekend tour. You might suggest to your Friday visitors that rather than blindly searching through open houses, you can show them the homes that specifically meet their needs and budgets on the weekend. The early bird gets the worm. After scheduling your open house and getting permission, the next step is to prepare written invitations. These written invitations should go out by mail or email to your entire customer and client database, including those outside of your geographic area of your open house. Even though people in your database in another state or country will, of course, probably not attend, it still sends a message to them that you're an active real estate professional. Once again, conditioning your friends to think of you when they think of real estate. The other invitations should be hand-delivered to at least 100 and preferably 200 homeowners in your open house's neighborhood. This group of people is invaluable for two reasons. One is they may be thinking of selling their own home and would like to look at your open house to get an idea of what theirs is worth. The other reason is they may have friends and family that may wish to move nearby. I would recommend that you mail invitations to your database a week or 6 days in advance of your open house. In addition, the hand-delivered invitations should go out 1 or 2 days in advance. You may also consider running a classified ad in your local newspaper and post the open house event on your website. Many real estate salespeople have open houses from 1 to 4 p.m. on Sunday afternoon. That's only 3 hours. You normally wouldn't have a party from 7 p.m. till 10 p.m., would you? If you're going to spend the time, money, and effort to promote your open house, it's best to be open as long as possible. The longer that you're there, the higher the chance that someone will come in and you'll receive a potential customer. On the day of your open house, it would be best to arrive about an hour to an hour and a half early. You will need this time to make sure the home is ready to be shown. Set up any literature and business cards that you have and place your open house directional sign strategically. Make sure that the home is clean and straightened. If the homeowner has not done so when you arrive, you must do it yourself. Don't be afraid to straighten, put things away, or even run the vacuum if necessary. Make sure that the lights are on throughout the house, including lamps, and all window coverings are open. The home should be bright and attractive. Check the exterior of the home to make sure that the garden tools and toys are all put away. Run the sprinkler system on the lawn and garden for about 30 minutes to make everything look green and fresh. If there's a fireplace, light a fire. Even if it's in the summer and hot outside, turn up the air conditioning and light a fire anyway. Remember, you want to show off the features of this home. If they have any swimming pool or spa, turn on the jets. Be sure that the seller will be away during the open house. Their presence and comments can interfere with your prospecting activity. Ask the seller to put on a fresh pot of hot coffee or hot water when they leave. You should also have several quarts of ice cream that you've brought and in the homeowner's freezer. I'll explain the necessity for that later. Approximately 30 minutes before your open house is to begin, lock all the doors and place a note on the front door saying, "My open house will begin at 11 a.m. I just stepped out and I'll be right back." This will prevent anyone who arrives early from leaving and thinking that their information is wrong or incorrect. At this point, it's best to drive to the place where your directional signs will go. I recommend a minimum of 12 signs with either flags and/or helium balloons. The flags and balloons will attract attention to your signs. You will find many signs on a busy commercial street, boulevard, or avenue, and they will compete with your open house signs. This is what's known as advertising noise. With too many signs in an area, a person could not be expected to notice any one sign over another without some sort of moving attraction. Place your signs on corners and intersections. Try to direct all traffic to your open house in the same path. That is to say that there may be many entrances to your open house's neighborhood or subdivision. However, make an effort to place your directional sign in such a way that all traffic enters the same way. Also, keep a notebook or notepad to write down the intersections where you've placed your sign. It's sometimes difficult to remember several hours after the fact where you placed them. Your notes will allow you to retrieve them without forgetting where they were. Place your last open house directional sign right in front of the property that you're having open when you return. Also, use flags, balloons, banners, or anything else that will attract attention to your open house and make your open house feel festive. At this point, I would like to mention that I suggest that you have your open house with another real estate person. There are several reasons for this. First is that your invitation process will be doubled through your individual databases. You will also be able to contact more neighbors personally and invite them to your event. Another is for security reasons, because if you promote your open house well, you might be overwhelmed with visitors. For this reason, an open house partner can be a great asset with a crowd control. If there's not a flying insect or pest problem in your area, open all the doors wide and leave them open. It'll be much more inviting to your visitors. I've been to many open houses in which the salesperson has the front door closed and is reading or doing paperwork in the rear in the family room. As people arrive, this will not seem very inviting. Stand outside the front of your home with your partner and greet people as they arrive. You will find that some people drive by slowly, deciding whether or not to stop and come in. At this point, I recommend that you encourage them by waving them in and saying welcome. As people arrive, you and your open house partner should alternate viewing the home with your visitors. You take the first visitors through and your partner takes the next and so on. This will allow you and your potential customers the privacy to see the home on your own. Your partner can wait outside and greet new visitors and tell them, We have another couple looking through the home right now, so if you don't mind waiting just a minute, I'll take you through privately as well. As a result, a crowd may gather outside, which could attract more people. Anyone who's been to an open house or in the middle of a conversation with a visitor knows that someone else walks through can entirely change the mood. By alternating visitors with your partner, you will eliminate this problem. We'll discuss later regarding showing homes. However, at this point, I'd like to jump ahead a bit and warn you not to make a common mistake. Many real estate agents will show a prospective buyer through a home and mention things like, "Here's the kitchen," or "Here's the backyard." Well, duh, I'm sure these people know what a kitchen and a backyard are. You don't need to tell them. You're not a tour guide, you're a real estate professional. Your job is walking through the home with them and to question them and qualify them as a prospective buyer or seller. We'll discuss qualifying later, but it would be best to use the same techniques here as you would to qualify a prospective buyer. The only features of the home that it's best that you demonstrate are the ones that are not obvious and enhance the potential buyer's view of the value of the home. This could be a hidden closet, entertainment center, or any other feature that may not be seen at first glance. I don't recommend having a sign-in guest book. Many real estate agents use them, however, and I find the information that your visitors leave is not always factual. I recommend that you introduce yourself and ask their name as well. Write it down on a clipboard, then immediately ask for their telephone number without pause. Most people will find this immediate question too quick and direct for them to misrepresent. If they say, "Why would you want my phone number?" just merely inform them that because of the privacy of the home, you merely want to be able to tell the seller who specifically came to see it. Another initial question that should be asked at an open house is, "Do you live in the neighborhood?" Most people do not sell their home and buy a home in the same neighborhood. While this is not always true, it could be an indicator that your visitor is not really a buyer, but a prospective seller looking for information on the value of their own home. If they do tell you that they live in the neighborhood, you should immediately offer them a free home evaluation. I would recommend that you offer to do this the same day at the end of your open house. Many times your open house visitors will be married couples or couples of significant other. Some couples will stay side by side through the entire visit, and other couples have more of an independent nature. It's important while viewing the home at an open house or any other situation with prospective buyers that you maintain control. I will mention again that you're a real estate professional, not a tour guide. The more independent type of couples may try to split up and view different parts of the house independently. You must prevent this at all costs. One reason is that you've lost control, and the other is that you can't effectively listen to their mutual desires when they're separated. One way to prevent this type of situation is to gather them back together and then walk them through the home while walking slightly sideways or backwards in front of them. This will allow you to keep eye contact and maintain control. Be sure, as you walk them into a room with only one doorway, that you let them pass by you first, thereby leaving yourself the only exit. Repeat the process when viewing the entire home. If you find that you do indeed have a qualified prospective buyer, you will also probably find that 97% of the time, your open house is not what they're looking for. This is why I recommend that you start to build your relationship with them so that you can show them homes that suit their needs. This is why the hot coffee, tea, and the frozen ice cream are important. Pour them a cup of hot coffee and say, "How would you like it?" Don't ask them if they want a cup, just pour. If they don't drink coffee, offer them hot tea. The reason for this is that no one can immediately drink hot coffee or hot tea. They must wait for it to cool, thereby giving you the opportunity to get to know them better. If they are a qualified buyer and they must leave, go to the freezer and get a quart of ice cream. Tell them this: "You seem like really nice people, and I like to give the nicest people a little parting gift to my open houses." Don't give them plastic spoons or in any way of eating the ice cream. They'll soon realize that the ice cream will melt and they have to get home. This very well may end their visit to open houses and reduce your potential competition. If done properly, an open house can reward you with dozens of weekly new prospective buyers and sellers. I will reiterate that if you do not promote your open house and conduct it improperly, you may very well be wasting your time.